War presses Sri Lanka, prompting an emergency call for prayer. A UN racism conference neglects persecuted Christians, and a failed healing results in a new believer in India. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. At least 100,000 civilians made a harrowing escape from Sri Lanka's war zone Wednesday. Tamil Tiger rebels had been using them as human shields. A government bent on ending the 25-year civil war cornered the insurgents, all the while trying to protect civilians. Open Doors Minister-at-Large Paul Esterbrook says,
"The challenge has been that the Church of Sri Lanka is totally prepared to do humanitarian aid for these people, but have not had the opportunity because it's a closed-off area by government forces."
The humanitarian situation is dire.
"Hopefully, ceasefires and ceasing of hostilities will enable humanitarian groups, including Christians, to help everyone that's caught in the middle of this inferno."
The Religious Liberty Partnership, a coalition made up of evangelical agencies, has launched a global prayer campaign.
"They also call on the church worldwide to pray for not only the situation of people who are caught in the middle of this conflict, but even the potential of anti-conversion laws."
Next, the UN Conference on Racism has done little for Christians. David Harder of Sat7, the Christian satellite television network for the Middle East and North Africa, says the upset over Iran's anti-Semitic remarks in the conference caused the UN to overlook the treatment of Christians.
"There are Christians that live in every country in the region, and they suffer, they have difficult times. Sometimes it's very overt, the pressure, and sometimes it's more subtle. So, unfortunately, those things weren't dealt with."
Christians are in even more danger since many leaders are angry at the West.
"Whenever there is animosity towards the West in general, unfortunately, the Christian believers in other countries throughout the region are often targeted because many people view Christianity as a Western religion. They don't realize that it truly is a Middle Eastern religion."
Pray for the protection of believers in these hostile areas. You're listening to Mission Network News. Ever since Genesis 17, when God confirmed his covenant with Moses through circumcision, male circumcision has been a rite of passage among many cultures for males. But in Kenya, Linda Mugo, National Director of Kids Alive, and her team are trying to stop another rite of passage, the practice of female circumcision.
"However, in some communities, they take the practice too far, and this is when it becomes female genital mutilation."
Mugo says it's done to help girls remain pure before marriage. Since 2000, Kids Alive has rescued these girls before they're circumcised and place them in residential homes where they hear the gospel and are taught about this practice. Mugo says we need to pray.
"Pray that the children would know God's unconditional love and know that they have an identity in God as his children. Can also pray that they would overcome some of the trauma that they have experienced to become all that they were born to be."
You can sponsor a Kids Alive child. There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, how do you lead a Bible study for people who can't read? In a small village in Paraguay, one SIM International missionary has been conducting oral Bible studies. Each person receives an MP3 player with Bible stories on it. They're expected to listen to that week's story before the study. Then they discuss the story and memorize it so they can tell others. Studying God's Word has already transformed the village. Pray that God will continue working there. And despite ongoing persecution in India, Partners International reports some good news. Their church growth program saw one believer turn from Hinduism to Christ after seeing his healing power. This believer told Partners that her husband was shot by a poison arrow and she asked Hindu gods to heal him. When nothing happened, she turned to Jesus for help. Her husband was healed and now both serve God in their community. Pray for their continued spiritual growth. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, M&N's making available the new book, Breakthrough, The Return of Hope to the Middle East by Tom Doyle of E3 Partners. It's a book that tells firsthand stories of Muslims and Jews who are giving their lives to Christ despite the hate, killing, tension, and violence. Get Breakthrough at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.